bitching in my face. Die, motherfucker. You ain't not so good at house door.
Your asshole lick by Hardcore Hick. I'll let you hit me with a chair after.
Legend in My Spare Time podcast contains themes and subject matter that may not be suitable for some audiences. If you're easily offended or under the completely arbitrary age of 21, we suggest you get your podcast on elsewhere.
Get the fuck off of our podcast!
Legend in My Spare Time!
Okay, fuck you, Matt Lees. Hey, you're a horrible man and you're a hobbit. You're 2'9" and you suck on cock.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to your favorite podcast, Legend in My Spare Time. It's me, it's your boy, the Rev, Matt Lees, but who else could it really be? My special guest at this time, Penthouse Lenny Lilock. Welcome, sir.
It's a pleasure to be part of Family Entertainment.
You're looking much better this week.
I feel great.
Yeah, have you lost a little bit of weight? You seem rosy, light in your step.
What do you say, I'm fat?
No. I said
I was fat.
No, I said you look light in your step. That's all I said.
Light.
Light in your step.
Maybe you'll see the light.
Maybe you have some pep in your step.
Yeah, I got lots of pep.
All right. Jesus. Yeah. Did you get any fight with any Asians at convenience stores lately?
No.
No?
Not yet. I'm not allowed in the store anymore.
Oh, yeah. The one, do you have throwback Pepsi?
Yeah, no, I haven't been back there.
She did not have throwback Pepsi. So, it's been a full week since the last time you were in this very room in
I heard there's congratulations. You, after the 50th and the 51st episode, you're calling it quits. It's over.
No,
you're being replaced.
Oh,
I was just upstairs. I heard the brass. They're going with the Dutchman as the new host of the show, and they're going to keep Jeff Black around because they like his stories, and they're going to make Dave K sell popcorn out front.
Wow. Well, the brass upstairs know damn well that my contract is airtight, so they.
Well,
can't
that's
do
not what I heard. I was just up there, and they're yeah. like, "Yeah, no, he's out. Like, you go down there and do the show with him." As you see, the rest of the people aren't here. Like the Dutchman, where's he?
I don't know.
The show's on at the same time every week. We record at the same time. You show up at the same time. We drink coffee at the same time. Yet, I don't see Dutchman. I don't see Jeff Black because they're working on the show themselves. You're out.
So
it's over.
That's why everyone avoided me today?
Yeah, it's all over for you. Matt Lees, it's done. Congratulations on 51, but they've decided to go in a new direction.
They can't do that, though.
Well, I didn't make up the rules. I just, what I heard.
Listen, you're hearing rumors. You're drinking the Kool-Aid. Don't worry about it.
Hick and dish, buddy.
I assure you that Matt Lees will be back next week. I have tenure. I'm the man around here. I'm the boss.
It's all about ratings.
I'm the boss, applesauce, and the ratings are going up with me as the host.
I think it was more because of you, Ollie. But
no, they can't do a damn thing to me. King Kong ain't got shit on Matt Lees.
I'm just repeating what I heard.
Mark my words. I will be here next week.
All right. What about the week after?
I'm here for eternity, sir. Until the good Lord strikes me down for saying he doesn't exist. I will be in this chair once a week. Or unless my job gets too busy and I can't spare once a week.
The time frame is simple. I don't see anybody. I showed up on time. The writing's on the wall, my brother.
Yeah, so if they get rid of me, who's going to run the gear next week, huh?
Well, they say apparently the Dutchman, he's geared up and ready to go.
I bet you what it is.
He's talking behind your back.
He's been yapping in their ears.
He's got their ear. He's good at that. He's got their ear.
He's been yapping in their ear to try to get them to replace me.
Yeah.
Me.
You know, he's like, that guy, the show's not funny. I don't find it funny.
I'm sure that's what he's saying, too. But always trying to get himself ahead, that goddamn Dutchman.
You guys are buddies, all right? Handshake buddies?
No, only because you made us shake hands.
Oh, yeah.
We wouldn't have wanted to do it.
And
I'm disgusted.
I can't help it. I'm don't shoot the messenger.
Wow. So I bet what happened was he walked into the office and the office said, oh, come in, Mr. Van Boss. And, Mr. Van Boss there. There we go.
There we go.
Come on in here, Mr. Van Boss.
Boss. I wanted to talk to you about the current state of the podcast. It's off.
Yeah, come on in. We got things to talk about. How do you think it's going?
Terrible. Lees has lost it. He's not funny anymore. And, he totally said that you're an asshole.
What?
I just want you to be aware of what he's doing. He's running his mouth thinking he's fucking invincible. And you guys should fire him. Kick him out of the podcast.
And well, what are we going to do then? Are you going to be in charge of the podcast? It's a good show. The ratings are going up. But
yeah, I'll take care of it. Don't worry about it. Anything he can do, I can do better. So hook it up. Hick and douche. Me and Jeff Black will take over. We'll keep Penthouse as a special guest. And fuck Matt Lees.
And what about Dave K? Can we keep him? Like, sell popcorn or something?
Yeah, Dave K's a cocksucker. But yeah, you could let him sell popcorn. Yeah, I'm okay with that.
Do you know all the other guys? Like Ollie and like the recurring characters? Uncle Ron and...
Yeah, Ollie can stay because he'll probably beat me up if I say no. But other than that, fuck all those guys. They're fucking out. Fuck them.
Do you have a bunch of listed of other guys that you can bring in? Like your buddies, you know?
Yeah, funny you should ask. I have been prepared, quite prepared for this eventuality. And I've got a bunch of names and ideas all written down right here, see? Episode 2, we could do a list of the top 10 people who don't remember Matt Lees. Episode 3, we could talk about times that Matt Lee's hurt my feelings or let me down. Episode 4, we could talk about the times that I tried to convince him to suck my balls a little, and he said no. And, you know, just from there, boss, I got ideas. I'm like a fucking idea man over here, okay? So do the right thing and get rid of Lee's.
All right, well, we appreciate your ideas, and we're going to have a meeting here to discuss it. Anything else you want to leave us with there, Tim?
Matt Lee's is an asshole. You should not trust him or rely on him because he'll let you down and talk behind your back and all that kind of shit.
All right.
Fire him! Fire Lee's! Fire him!
That's probably exactly what happened.
Probably.
Fucking Van Boss. Oh, wait. He's not here. Does that mean we're not allowed to include him in our skits?
This is a new this is season 2. You can do whatever you want.
Mm.
And if we're not going to be on the air next week, who fucking cares?
No, you are. Apparently just I'm not.
Oh.
I swear to Christ, if I come in next week and there's a new guy sitting in my chair, somebody dies. You hear me?
He'll be wearing an orange sweater.
Don't mess with me, Penthouse. You're hurting my feelings.
All right.
Okay?
I'll take it back.
I don't want to get fired, man. I worked hard for this show, you know?
Now that the show's rolling, they're just like, you're the drummer of the Beatles. Get rid of them.
I don't want to be gotten rid of. I am not Old Yeller. You can't take me out to pasture and shoot me because I have tenure. That's it. We're moving on. Fuck this story. I will not be fired. I will be here.
I don't know. You might want to send in your money quick to Matt Lee's to help him with his band and get that CD out.
Oh, you mean legendinmypodcast@gmail.com where you can donate any amount to help the Matt Lee's band finish their debut record?
Yeah. Did you get your money from Joe yet? Because no. My money's here.
I have your money. I have Kenny's money. So
and Monty's right there.
And Monty. And yeah, we're just waiting on Joe Gross's word now because you guys know about Joe's listener challenge. For every 100 we get, up until another 200, he will donate and match those offers. So once he sees the photograph of you holding $200 that I sent him, maybe he'll buck up and send over his other half.
Yeah, man of his word, apparently.
Man of his word indeed. Thank you very much, Joe, for that again. We look forward to more of your money. More of your money.
Money, 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 money.
Money. You know, I wanted to talk about a little bit actually about some of the summer blockbusters this year. Of course, right now being Thor that is stomping into theaters right now. My first question is, have you seen the Thor toys as a toy store man yourself?
Yes, I have. I was privy to the pre-release at the show in Toronto when I saw them, and they fucking suck.
They're crappy. They're like when the studio didn't have a lot of money for toy budget, so they just went with the cheapest, crappiest looking toys, because the Thor ones are bad.
Yeah, although the original Star Wars figures were like, now they're the greatest thing ever. But at the time, as a kid, they weren't that great in comparison to other things like G.I. Joe.
Right.
Like, it came out like a couple generations later because it had Battle Grimm and stuff.
Right.
So they weren't that great then. But this toy, I mean, with all the technology, this toy fucking sucks.
Yeah. Because back then they didn't have the ability to do the face work as well as they do now. So it was okay that Luke Skywalker didn't look like Luke Skywalker.
Yeah. Now it's, hey, kids, look at this junk. You want to play with it? Breaks.
Yeah. I don't know. I'm not excited at all about the movie. Sometimes with superhero things, I'm more into like the merch and the toys and the t-shirts and the... This one, I'm struggling to be interested. The nerd in me says I should be interested in Thor and I should want, you know, at least maybe a Thor action figure. Just the main guy.
Yeah,
a good looking act. No, nothing. There's nothing.
There's nothing.
I have no interest in this movie at all.
You might as well take your $8 and buy like a Mario, an older one.
I guess. I've never been that interested in like the whole Greek mythology type storylines.
No.
I hear that this Thor movie is a little bit more of the Thor that was the interplanetary thing, like they're from outer space and the protectors of...
I don't know anything
whatever,
about this dude.
And the planet's being fought again, the planet's being attacked by the ice
gods.
And
he's going to save it with his hammer?
Right.
I got a hammer for you right here.
And he's played by the man who played Kirk's father in the newest Star Trek movie, if any of you nerds out there want to play Connect Four, or whatever you call it, 7 Degrees of Kevin Bacon, he was in Star Trek. So for you, no interest, because you're not really a nerd, per se.
No, I'm the leader of the nerds.
Yeah, you own a toy store, but you are not a nerd, I must say.
Nah, Star Wars, yes.
Wrestling,
of course. You know, Spider-Man, like cartoons and stuff. Definitely.
Right.
All the cartoons.
But comic books, not so much.
No.
Never? Anything?
No,
ever?
I had X-Men comic books.
Did you think that Storm was hot or Rogue?
I was seven.
Come on, you were probably a dirty little bastard by the time you were seven.
I thought fucking Nightcrawler was wicked.
Hot, you mean? That's dirty. That's a dude.
No, like, they're, whatever, what's the X-Men guy? I don't remember. The guy that could teleport.
I think that's Nightcrawler, yeah. Maybe.
He's the only guy I liked.
Maybe.
I don't know.
I liked Gambit a lot. He was cool. He was the French one with the cards. Wee, I throw my playing card at you.
1981, I played Dungeons and Dragons and shit.
You were a geek then. That's where the line is. You're a little bit of a geek.
I can hook up your VCR for you.
Nice. I hear you still have a VCR at your house.
I do.
Plugged in and running.
Absolutely.
So you're an old school nerd.
Yeah.
You're not new school. You're old school.
Old school, yeah.
Right. Whereas Van Boss is still playing Dungeons and Dragons and magic cards and fucking. You really do. You fucking hate board games. Considering you own a toy store
That features lots of board games and very rare ones.
You hate board games.
I don't enjoy playing them. As a kid, I loved playing them. But board games were played Sunday nights at my grandma's, and it was to the death.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you play with, because all my brothers and sisters, there's a lot of us, and all my cousins, and you played to win. Mm-hmm. And if you didn't win,
you were a loser.
Yeah, and all the board games now are you play together to complete a goal. Well, that's retarded.
You want to fight and battle against.
Yeah, I need competition.
Which is,
I'm the most competitive person around.
Really? See, yeah, you are. Yeah, because when you and I started playing PlayStation games against each other, I would get texts from you during the day, all in capitals, that said, "Want some? Come get some!" I'd come to the store, we'd play the game, you'd whoop my ass, and I'd go back home.
Yeah, all because it started with you trash-talking me, saying you're the greatest video game player ever. I said, well, I'm old school. I've been around since the video game was invented, so if you want to bring it, don't sing it. And who won?
I won a couple times.
A couple times.
Most of the time, you did win.
That's
overall, you were the winner. But
you became like my friend Uncle Ron, who I had to start letting win because otherwise, you guys won't play anymore.
Well, a little bit, yeah. And then you started doing things like humiliating my character and
with Lex Luger,
making him look stupid, and no, not pretty, not nice.
Well. Win at all cost.
I guess. And that being said, the PlayStation Network is still down.
It's been 3 weeks.
Oh, it's been a minimum of 3 weeks, seeing as this is episode 52.
Oh, yeah.
So, still that's down.
Holy shit.
Because somebody got hacked into and their credit card numbers and personal information was compromised. Lucky for a guy like me, my credit card is constantly maxed out.
Mine too.
So, if you did steal it, fuck you. You ain't getting dick.
Good luck.
Because Netflix didn't get their money this month either, motherfucker. I'm just kidding. They sure did. But it's been down for a long time. And even though it's a free service, you think they'd want a little bit of... Because you can't get into the PlayStation store. So it's been probably about a month since you've been able to go in and buy these brand new games that these people are putting out each week. TV studios and television movie studios are putting money into having the movies available online on the PlayStation. Nothing for minimum 3 weeks. Nobody's getting any money from online games or online movies. You got to think people are pissed off now.
I saw on the Yahoo there's a class action suit. There's class action suits for everything, but out of Toronto for like $11 billion.
For what?
Oh, like this, she's distraught, all this stuff. So now they'll be able to, everybody will join in on the action, and if they win, then everyone will get a piece of the pie. What happens is they usually settle and you get nothing, but.
Right. I think it's funny when people try to like take these rights that they think they have, like something like a free service doesn't work, and then they think that they deserve money for that because they're distraught.
Yeah, I know, but it says, like, I'm sure if you read all that really, really fine print that you can't read, if you stopped and read it all,
they're
covered.
Yeah, just like Rogers with their phone bills.
Yeah, if you cut us off, if you don't pay us, we're going to charge you $2,400 on top of what you already owe us.
Oh, yeah, if you are in Canada and you are a customer of Rogers for your cell
phone. Which everybody is.
That's right. Flip your bill over next time and read all that fine print. Because trust me, as somebody who had close affiliation with people who have done that job, trust me, they've covered all their bases. Trust me.
One in five people apparently are switching to Xbox Live, but even though I have an Xbox 360, I can't go live.
I like the PS3 a lot.
Well,
more.
I'm not one. I don't want to pay.
Yeah,
it's there's a yearly charge or whatever.
I think so. Yeah,
and two, I had the Red Ring of Death on my Xbox, so I had to repair it. And when I repaired it, the guy who repaired it even better than it was, if you know what I mean.
Oh, so it's modded.
And I can't go live.
No, that's fair. It's modded. There is now a mod I'm hearing for the PS3.
Really?
The only reason I'm not doing it is because I use this as my entertainment unit.
Yeah.
I use it for music.
I'm done with mods. I modded everything I ever owned.
I have my Wii modded, and there's hundreds of games on there.
Yeah.
But I don't want to mess with the PS3 because I use it for video and music, and you know, I don't want to.
I don't know how DS makes any money, because you can, no, like a blind monkey can take their games and put them on those R4 cards.
Yeah, but that's not what grandma's buying the kids. That's how things like the DS make money.
Yeah, I guess.
As we were told, as we were shown by Christmas time, seeing all the people coming in and going,
"You got it?
Yep, DS games, man. Are you going to buy one?" Well, I don't know. And fuck you. You know what else is starting to bother me at Planet Leisure? 370 Highland Road West, please come in and visit us. Is when people walk in the door, and the natural thing for me to do is to look up and say hello.
I'm just looking.
Yeah. What is with that? I didn't say, can I help you? I just said, hey.
Yeah.
Just so you don't think I'm a dick for staring at the computer.
Well, because it would go the other way. If you didn't say anything, then they're like, oh, it'd be nice to get a hand around here.
Right. So if the TV is on or I'm talking to somebody else and somebody walks in, I say hello as if to be like, I'm acknowledging you. If you need me, I'm over here. But some people jump right away to just looking.
Yeah.
I'm like, all I did was say hello.
It's because they're used to shopping and shoplifting, I guess.
Yeah, and it happens when I work for the radio station, too, when I do
it. It happens everywhere. Everyone says that. Because I knew right away. So you're like, hi, just looking.
Yeah, and I'll be standing. We'll be at a radio station event. There's music playing. There's a DJ sitting beside me. There's people around me. I have a jacket on that says the radio station's letters. Somebody walks by, say, good morning.
Not interested.
Yeah. Not interested in what? I have free potato chips and the chance to win free concert tickets. And all I said to you was good morning.
People are conditioned not to pay attention to other people because they don't want to be inconvenienced for any reason. So silence. But if you stare, like, you can't win, because if you just stare at them, then what are you looking at?
Yeah.
And if you continue doing what you're doing, then, which I've tried in the past, the people turn on you immediately and go, well, what a terrible place. It'd be nice if we could get a hand here. I was going to buy $700 worth of stuff and then leave.
Yeah. Fuck them. Fucking people, man.
It's the way of the world.
Yeah.
Everybody's conditioned to do things a certain way. You want a perfect example? Nobody buys a TV. When do you buy a TV?
When it's on sale.
But when? Like, when's there going to be the best day to buy a TV?
I don't know.
Really? You don't know?
No.
Boxing Day.
Right.
Nobody's going to buy a TV except for Boxing Day.
Right.
They're going to show up, and you better have the best fucking deal, and because they've conditioned everybody around the fucking world to buy on that day.
Yep.
And if you don't buy on that day, well, you're retarded, because your friends will sit around and go, oh, do you like that TV? Yeah, how much did you pay for it? $3,000. Oh, wow, it's cool. I paid $3.99 for mine on Boxing Day, and you feel like an idiot.
Yeah, and I know that because I worked a Boxing Day.
Hey, that lady's stealing your PlayStation. Oh.
I worked a Boxing Day at one of these stores that sells TVs and all that shit, so I know how it feels. I know how it feels. Would you like to say hello really quick? Oh, come on. Come in and just say a quick hello. There's your microphone. Please say your name.
Hello.
Oh, hold on.
Say my name.
Is there a, wait, is there a power switch on that mic?
Maybe.
There you go. Say hello.
Hello.
There you go. How are you?
I'm technologically retarded.
Oh,
so
he almost just poured his coffee on
me. Spell it out. That was a hell of a lot better than just pick up the mic.
Fair enough. I'm sorry. As long
as I
know where we stand.
Yeah, it's good.
Now, what were we discussing?
You direct me any way you want.
Okay. See what she did there? We were just discussing the stupidity of the general public.
Hmm.
And I thought maybe you would.
They've been trained to do everything. You do things at certain times. You buy a TV on Boxing Day. No other time, because all your friends are going to fucking drill you if you pay too much for something. Because there's always someone out there that got a better deal on something at a better time. You buy cars at a certain time of year because this is the best price, and it only comes once a year. So these people have conditioned everyone to buy stuff once a year.
Mm-hmm.
It's the stupidest move ever by all these companies.
Yeah, but they do buy. Well, I remember on Boxing Day at that store I was at, I think I left at lunchtime. And do you remember the number I told you that they said they were at? Was it 200,000 or something?
Oh, that seems like a lot, but it could have been.
Yeah,
they were selling out. Like, they ran out of a few televisions. Yeah. And
they literally had guys walking around with little slips saying, here, this means you save an extra 15%. And then people were lining up like crazy. And I think I left at probably 1 o'clock. Been there since 7 a.m. and I overheard two salesmen talking that they were already at $200,000 in sales that day.
It's ridiculous.
So I could have stolen a TV and they wouldn't have even noticed the money at all. Wouldn't have noticed.
But the day before, they didn't sell any.
No, that's very true.
Zero.
It's true. Because the consumers are stupid. And speaking of stupid consumers, I thought Tara would have stories to share about morons with ice cream cake.
Oh. different.
Yeah, you know how when they're like, I can put this in my trunk and drive, right?
Yeah, I actually had one lady call me once who was arguing with her family. You could hear them all yelling in the background about what temperature she should set her oven at to prepare the ice cream cake for her family's dinner.
And legit, no selling. Like, this is a legit question.
No, absolutely. And I was really?
Well, no, ma'am, you set it to 350.
Yeah, I know, ma'am. It is an ice cream cake. She's like, I know that. I just need to know the temperature. I'm like, no. It needs to stay in your freezer. It's just like a tub of ice cream. It will melt.
Yep.
And she's like, really? Well, my daughter said something about that, but I really thought she was just, you know, pulling my chain. And
so this ice cream cake, mom, is actually ice cream.
Yeah.
And you, oh, dear.
Yeah.
People are pretty stupid. Have you had other ones? What else have you had? I remember being asked if the guy would survive if he drove to Toronto.
Yeah, lots of people want to buy the ice cream cake and then go to a bowling party.
And just leave it out.
And have it ready for the kids when they're done.
Yeah.
I love bowling.
Technical difficulties.
Yeah, you might as well not bother. She's doing fine on the mic. She doesn't need to hear herself.
She's got good levels.
I'm just trying to help out.
Yeah. So, yeah, we.
Did you hear this podcast is over after this week?
Yeah, apparently the rumor is the management of Legend in My Spare Time upstairs are replacing me as a host.
Ooh.
Yeah, the Tim Van Boss has been rooting for my job, and it looks like they're going to give him the shot.
Really?
Yeah.
It's all
really?
Over.
Yeah. Oh,
I might not be here next week. So, did you dye your hair?
I don't think so. I have been using this stuff called blue shampoo. It's supposed to take the oranginess, the brassiness out.
Remember when I was blonde?
It works. Yes, it does. Yeah.
You were blonde?
Oh, dude, bleach.
I remember that.
I saw the picture on Facebook today of you as a little kid.
Yeah.
Coolest little kid in the world. Like, I would have wanted to be friends with you if I would have seen you at that age. Because you had like the spiky sort of mullet.
And the long at the back.
Yeah, yeah. And I was just like, if I would have been the same.
But it wasn't terrible mullet. It was good hair.
It was, if I would have known you at that time, I would have been like, I want to be that kid's friend.
1985, dude.
1985.
I got my hair cut once in grade 7. I had super long blonde curly hair, like basically down to my ass. And decided that I was watching Young and the Restless. I don't know why I was allowed to watch this soap opera in grade 6 or 7. But Melody Thomas Scott, I don't know if anyone remembers her. Anyways.
Yeah. Sure. Okay.
Maybe some listener out there does. She cut her hair off, like completely off, like a boy haircut, and I was convinced that would look amazing. And I'm like probably the smallest kid ever, like maybe 45 pounds. Like I was so tiny. In grade 12, I graduated, I was 95 pounds. Like I was nothing. And
I was 3.
Lenny's like, I think I ate 95 pounds yesterday. I'm just kidding. Oh, no, I'm not calling you fat.
Oh, no.
You calling me fat? What does she mean by that?
Let's not get your mama.
Hey,
you call my mama fat too? Yeah.
That's your mother.
Your mama sat on a rainbow and Skittles popped out.
Oh,
favorite one.
That's your mother-in-law.
That's my favorite one. Anyways, yeah, cut my hair off in the mall, and the lady actually gave me a rat tail. Like it ran down the back of my neck, like halfway down my back. And I didn't realize, right? Oh my God, it was horrible. It was horrible.
Like, did you come home and cut the rat tail off?
Yeah, walking around the mall like with my hand over the back of my neck trying to hide it.
It was the style of the times. It was the style of the times.
I'm not from like your generation, okay?
Now you're calling me old Ed.
I am both, yes. Yeah. No, this was like what? 97, 98? Like,
oh, yeah, rat tail's out.
Rat tail's way out. Rat tail never should have been in. So no need for it to ever.
My mother got to, my mom always had long hair. And then the one time she did the same thing. She's like, yeah, I'm going to the hairdresser. And she came home and she's like, what do you think of my hair? It's all cut off, like shaved at the back and like dog ears on the sides.
Aww.
And my dad looked at her and went, what the fuck? Walked down the stairs like boom, 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 boom. Oh, open the door, bam, got in the car and squealed the tires and drove away and didn't come back for days. Hours.
I'm like, what?
And she's like, oh my gosh. Yeah, after that day, she never cut her hair again. She went back to long because it was like, what the fuck?
Wow.
That's best dad story
that's
ever.
That's horrible. That's horrible.
I told my wife, I have a wife, the same thing.
You didn't just say that.
Yeah, I told her the same thing. If you ever cut all your hair off, don't fucking come home.
Wow.
Wow, and that's hurtful.
I've done it to you. Yeah. I didn't do the dyke. Yeah, I didn't do the dyke haircut, but I.
But I also told you if you got the dyke haircut that I'd be leaving.
Yeah, and then I said, "Where will you live?"
There's a couch at the back of Planet Leisure. Hello, yeah. Okay. Hello.
Yeah, I think he sleeps on it anyway.
On Monday mornings, where I'm like, "There's nobody around."
Whose purse will you rummage through for your $1.55 for your coffee in the morning?
$1.60.
What are you talking about? Oh, it goes through the till.
It's $1.60.
He doesn't think I count it, but I do.
It's $1.60, motherfuckers. For the record, all right. Funny pants. Now we started on ice cream because I was leading us somewhere. I was leading us somewhere. Tara Gray, today, did you not become a world record holder?
That's right, I did. I really, really did.
I wish I had the sound effect. Wait, it'll come in post. The crowd goes wild for world record holder, Tara. Did you make the biggest ice cream cake in the world today?
I did. World's largest ice cream cake. And I must say, I'm quite proud that the previous record holders were Chinese and I beat them.
Fuck those chinks.
That's right. That's right.
No, God already did. And oh, wait, that was the Japanese. Back to fun things like ice cream cake.
Yeah, so...
How big was it?
How big was it? 23,000 pounds. Oh, is
so
how much
just
you
a little
weigh.
Lighter than me.
Are you calling yourself fat?
Oh, shit.
So you went to
how
Toronto
did you transport
today.
That?
Yeah.
In the middle of the sun.
It was 16 degrees outside today, sunny. Gorgeous.
Phillips Square, is that what it is?
What?
Phillips Square?
No, Dundas Square.
Dundas Square.
Which is like the mini Times Square of Toronto, the wannabe New York City.
Right.
But not.
For those of you Torontoites, yeah. It's the same spot they had the Canadian Idol auditions.
Did it have the black Flintstones on it?
It did not. Oh, no. Boo. It did have Oreos, though.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, so it was a blizzard cake?
Yeah.
He likes Oreos.
It wasn't even what I would call a... it was an ice cream cake because
Careful.
The center was ice cream.
Don't get your prize revoked. Careful.
Wait a minute. It was Guinness true. World Record book there?
Yes, they were.
Yes, they were.
So did they verify this?
They did.
What's that website where they verify
video
games?
I have a picture
games?
with the plaque pre-made.
Oh, you?
Yeah, I do.
Dude, she made the cake.
I know.
Well, then why
wouldn't
she? I
thought maybe it was the whole organization and she was part of it. It was just you.
Yeah, it was only me. Yeah, I carried 23,000 pounds worth of ice cream.
Fuck, you're strong.
Yeah,
took her 3 weeks.
Yeah.
How'd you keep it from melting?
Yeah, well, see,
she
okay.
just kept walking around going, gotta keep it cool.
Because the breath coming out of my mouth is cold.
Ice cold.
Interesting.
I was making an ice
Mr.
queen.
Mr. Freeze.
Maybe I was making an ice queen joke. I mean, I wasn't.
Ooh.
I mean, it would have been better if I was. But anyway, so, you know, you're making the cake.
Well, basically, yeah, there was quite a few people there. There was 20 decorators, which I thought actually was a small number. I was kind of excited to be part of this group. Mm-hmm. And, it had to have cake, like actual cake in it, in order to qualify for this record hold.
Like regular chocolate
sponge cake.
Sponge
yeah, okay. yeah. And I guess because the ice cream would be so heavy, the cake couldn't be on the bottom, right?
Yeah, crush it.
Right. So they stuck it on the sides.
Weird.
Right. Weird. Yes. And also, as ice cream begins to melt, the cake slides off.
Nice.
So my job was to cut more pieces of cake and ice them and shove them on the cake so that as some fell off, more would be ready to replace it.
So, dun, 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 you know where they make the bowling pin?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Or like the episode of Cake Boss where they tried to make the NASCAR size cake, if anybody
right,
watches
that. Right, and part of it fell
it
off. And
heavy.
That did happen. Yeah,
the sides just kept falling off.
So mm-hmm. when it was all said and done and it was completed, mm-hmm. what did the cake say anything or was it just decorated?
No, it just had a crap ton of Oreo on top of it.
Did anyone like really suck at it? Like you're like, oh my God, not the girl from Orangeville. She's the worst cake decorator ever.
There was this girl, and I will say that she was Asian as well, but a fat Asian.
Thank
it was
you.
Interesting. Interesting combination.
Where's Jeff Black? He loves Asian women.
Yeah.
Yeah, not this one.
Oh, I think
he loves
would.
Them all. That's true. He prefers men, but
that's true. I'll suck a dude's dick. It don't matter. Yeah. That's a Jeff Black quote.
You can just edit that in.
I will. I got lazy the last couple of weeks with the edits, though.
Yeah. That's why you're getting fired for the
I guess 2 weeks I didn't put in the cuts, and now I'm fired. Yeah. Please continue.
Fired. Yeah. She won this competition, the Golden Tip competition. Like she was apparently, yeah. Yeah.
She won the Golden Tip competition. Yeah. Yep.
Golden Tip competition. which gave her the title of best decorator amongst all Dairy Queens.
Oh. Did you get to compete for this?
You sent in pictures.
She wouldn't pull out her tits.
Did you send?
Yeah,
did
you mine aren't big enough.
Did you send in pictures? I mean, of your cake, not of your... Shut up, Lenny.
We did. We sent in pictures. And, I mean, where are these pictures available? Comparable. Yeah.
And did you get to see her decoration?
Christine saw them. And
no, it's so
she said they're just whatever. Like, similar to what we could do, but... Certainly not. Well,
did
any
you put
better.
Some of the things that I've suggested over the years, like the Flintstones?
No, they had
like
to
some
be
of my
standard.
Kids' cake, because that are like way better than anything that you put out in production.
It had to be standard. This standard happy birthday cake. You could just change the colors. Like it was retarded.
What kind
and
of?
And then you went to a
that?
Competition. They'd pick you from the pictures.
Yeah.
And then you went to this competition and decorated a cake in front of people, and they decided which one was the best.
Well, and I've been in the back of the Dairy Queen, and the standard cakes are like. You turn the light on and there it is, and you do
you
nothing.
Draw
you draw
it. Yeah, you
like,
trace
it's
it.
Bullshit. Yeah. Unlike the ones that they make freehand that are like kick ass.
That's true.
That they're
That's
really true. Get like Tara, I need a cake in 8 minutes. Can you do it? She's like, yeah. Come on over. I know. What do you want to say? Happy birthday, Jimmy. Put some cards and shit.
I need a cake with the Flintstones, but they have to be black. Yeah. Can mm-hmm. you do that? Sure.
So it looks cool too.
That's at the Dairy Queen in Ottawa and Westmount across from.
But they won't do it unless you're me.
Oh, I just mean, even if they won't, their cakes are the best ones in town.
Correct.
It is true.
We go to all the other Dairy Queens and go, look at that cake's retarded little cousin over here.
When I used to live on the other side of the city, occasionally I'd go to the Ottawa Street Dairy Queen because I didn't want to drive all the way across to go to our friends, even though if I would have drove across, I'd probably get it for free. But anyway, I stepped out and paid occasionally. And every time I get a blizzard from them, they'd never, like at your Dairy Queen, they always turn it over. Like, and like, look how good it is. And this one, they're like, if they would have turned it over, it would have poured right out.
Yeah, yeah.
On the floor. Yeah.
It wouldn't even made that noise. It was more like.
Okay. Yeah. So anyway, you're in front of all these people today.
Mm.
Now, the Guinness World Record people, are they watching you guys, studying what you're doing?
There was health inspectors, there was Guinness World Record people. It was pretty intense.
Was there homeless?
There
looking
was
for free
vagrants,
cake.
Yes.
Hey, I heard you guys had cakes.
Mm-hmm. People were showing up with Tupperware containers.
Give me that shit.
Yeah.
Give me that plain vanilla.
Yeah.
I love that shit.
spare change, lady. Spare change.
Yeah, if you ask Penthouse for spare change, apparently he'll just bring you to a podcast.
Yeah. Well, that guy played out front. He's not here either because I didn't see him out there today.
That's
it's true. Raining.
It's raining out there. So you... How long did it take you guys to make this cake?
The cake itself was pre-made. So they made like 3,300 slab cakes or something like that and pre-stacked them into like 12 sections that were about, I don't know, 5 feet, 5 inches tall and brought them out of a freezer truck on a forklift and then lifted it onto this stage.
Doesn't sound like you did anything.
And then we had to decorate it. I know. Yeah. I know. Exactly. I was on extreme damage control. That was my job.
Cool.
But, oh yeah, this Asian girl was trying to make it like beyond perfect.
Thank you.
It was.
They do that.
It was ridiculous. Like she was all like, yes, I have decided that I will come and help you guys today. Like,
oh, she's the winner of the Golden Tit Award,
yeah.
Right?
So yeah, she's so good.
Golden Tip.
Like,
that's what I say.
No, at one point she was going for something. Like she had to find scissors or some shit
for
and
cake?
Actually pushed me out of the way.
Hey, get out of the way, lady. I got scissors.
No. Get out of the way, lady.
Oh, yeah. Oh, thank you.
Did you get to hear her say the words Golden Tip? I'm the Golden Tit winner.
That's what
you're the Golden what winner?
A Golden Tit winner.
You mean like your boob? No, like decorating tit. That's what you said, tit. No.
That's what they call that thing they use to shoot the icing out of tit, right?
That's the bag. You squeeze the bag and it comes out.
What
are we talking about again?
I don't know. The Golden Tit Award.
That's right, because now Tara is a world record holder.
It's true.
Yay!
I got to make my record and eat it too. Mm-hmm.
So will you be in the, like if I pick up the latest copy of Guinness Book of World Records, episode 2012, will your name be in it?
I highly doubt that.
What? Then what's the purpose?
Yeah.
I may have been on City TV and St. Paul's 24.
Why did they make this cake in the first place?
To get the world record.
Publicity.
So in the Guinness Book of World Records, will it say Dairy Queen?
Yeah, it will.
Because Dairy Queen doesn't have cake in their ice cream cake, so how can Dairy Queen claim the biggest ice cream cake in the world if it has cake in it?
Yeah, that's bullshit. Let's call Guinness.
I can't. I'm fucking fired. I don't need power left. Yeah. Can't be like, I have a big...
Next week when Van Douche is here, I'll get him to call.
Yeah, I'm sure he'll take care of it right away.
He said he got all those other things he's got to take care of. He's got all those guys lined up, ready
he's
to come
a
in
list.
Here. I'm not going to be on the show. He doesn't like me.
Well, it's because you're always really mean to him.
Oh. Really?
I know I stepped into this late, but is this real?
Yeah, what? For sure. This show's over.
Holy friggin' fuck.
Yeah, I know. Crazy.
Well, it's purely speculation. I was just upstairs, and that's the talk. Like, they're like, why are you going down there? The show's over. I'm like, it's time to do the show. We do the show at the same time every week.
Every Tuesday, yeah.
I know. And where are they? They're not here. They're upstairs plotting against you, Matt.
Wow.
It's hurtful. We're going to lose the massive salary that this podcast provides for us.
You did have quite a few listeners this week.
It's true. What are we going to do? Do you think the listeners will be loyal? Do you think they'll come with me if I decide to pack up and leave?
I don't know. Why don't you send it out there?
I thought everyone said Tim was boring anyways. Sorry, I was speaking over you.
Yeah, but you should say that again. It was good.
Oh, I believe there were not emails, right, about how bad Tim was?
Yeah, but if it's all about what the brass upstairs think. If you can get their ear, you know what it's like. Matt Lees is a faggot, and he sucks cock.
I hope not. Oh.
Just letting the music play.
Oh, I had a phone call this afternoon.
Was it about me?
No, yes.
Uh-oh.
It was from a listener who I didn't know listened. A friend of mine. We'll call him Jimmy.
Because that's his name?
No, because he... Anyway. Jimmy.
I got it! I got it!
And he said that he just started... He's a new listener, and he just started recently listening, and he's gone back a bunch. And he said the background music drives him fucking mental.
Nice. You mean this music right here?
Yeah, that's the stuff. He said he goes... Like, come on, turn it off or, like, change it up. Like, do a different... Like he said, I'd rather listen to elevator music because at least every 3 or 4 minutes it changes.
Well, who is this guy again?
That's right. That's how you say his name.
This is for you. I love this song. It's by the Tennessee Ten. It was recorded in the 1940s.
Maybe that's why you're getting fired.
Maybe. Because of the song? Listen, at least I've given you like a 4-minute song on loop. You know what all these podcasts used to have on loop? No. I'm going to sing it. This was what was on loop.
Barbra Streisand.
No, they had this on loop. That's it. Just that little guitar lick.
Did that sound the same
over
to you?
And over again. Now, the first time I couldn't really remember what it was, and the second time I kind of clicked it back in my head. So, for this listener who doesn't like the music, well...
It was just a constructive criticism. He said the show was funny.
Is it going to cause him to stop listening?
He said it really pisses him off, though. And he listens while he's driving in his car. He might kill somebody. But may not be due to the podcast. What he does have other problems.
What if we just turn the music like really low? Because it's been
I told him that you need it for production so you don't hear the clicks and pops and stuff, but he said like, well, can't you play something else? Elevator music, anything, just so it changes.
No, but see, the thing is, when it's just one song, I can just loop it. If it's different music, I'm gonna have to sit here for an extra hour. An extra hour inserting music so that doesn't have to listen to the same song over and over again.
He said, you told me last week that you did it for the listeners anyway, so he's a listener. I'm just giving you the constructive criticism.
Did he say those words?
No, I did.
Oh, that was clever. Because last week I did say I do it for the listeners.
Yeah, and you said you told me vividly that you don't do it for yourself, you do it for them. So his suggestion was that for him and maybe other people that he hates this fucking song.
Right.
He's sick of hearing it.
Okay. I'll tell you what I'll do. Two more listeners to tell us to take it out, and I'll take it out completely.
I don't think he said take it out. It's just he'd like it to change. Like,
but I'm not going to. It's either going to be this song on loop or it's out.
Well, it doesn't matter. Next week you're gone anyway, so we're going to be asking.
This is a moot point, but the reason I use the same song is because the podcast that I used to listen to that inspired me to do my own podcast used to loop an old 40s jazz standard behind them. So my doing the Tennessee 10 as a jazz standard is almost like an homage or a Salute. Tribute to those guys who started their
We all know podcast. You're a very big music snob. So it'd be hard for you to find anything that you like to loop behind it anyway.
It's true, because this right here, this music is perfect for what we do, I think. Because it's such a juxtaposition.
I guess where he listens in the confinements of his car, it has to be very loud, it's fucking annoying.
Okay, well.
I'm not a listener. I have never listened to this show. I'm just putting it out there. But I think next week you should do Much Dance 95. Behind.
Just have the whole album run behind us. Only if Lenny sings Total Eclipse of the Heart,
I will.
Gets to it.
You put it on. You give me the music right now. I'll sing it.
You'll sing if I.
I'll sing Total Eclipse of the Heart.
Okay.
It's fantastic.
Hold on. 1 second here.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is.
Making his debut performance, please welcome to the stage Penthouse Lenny Lilock.
I don't know this version.
This is the vamp. Don't fuck it up for yourself.
Fuck.
Penthouse, here you come.
Turn around. Every now and then I get a little bit closer when you look into your eyes. Turn around. Every now and then I get a little bit closer when I see something in your eyes. Fuck. Turn around. Every now and then I get a little bit closer. Now whatever. Turn around.
Bright eyes.
Every now and then I fall apart.
Bright eyes.
Every now and then I fall apart. And I need you more tonight. I fucking need you more than ever. And I know when it lies something right. But now I'm only falling apart. There's nothing I can do. A total eclipse of the heart.
Well, that's enough of that. Thank you, Penthouse.
If you would have played the version from the 80s, it would have been much better.
Listen, old man. That was the Dance Mix 95 version. That's what we were talking about.
That's true.
I know.
So that's what you sang. Well
done. It
wasn't
terrible.
Way to get in there. You were just like, I'll do it. He was giving me the American Idol eyes here, ladies and gentlemen. For those of you doing a little head snap. He was right into it.
I can't hear that song without instantly picturing old school.
It's true, in the Dan Band.
Oh my God.
And I fucking need you more than ever.
Can't
fucking
believe you guys said 95 is old school. I feel so old.
It's true. You are old.
I have 95. What the fuck was I doing? I worked in a pool hall. I had a lot of money.
Where's
I
that
was
guy?
Nine.
Do you think that guy would lend you money now?
No, that guy's a jerk.
The old you is a jerk?
Oh yeah.
Fair enough. Fair enough.
95, yeah. No, actually, I lived in London.
Hmm.
Yeah, I lived in London. I was unemployed.
Hmm, there you
that
go.
Guy would definitely lend me money because he didn't have any.
Fair enough.
All I did was play NHL. Yeah, I sat in my apartment and played NHL 95 with two friends I made that in the building. And we played every night till 4 or 5 in the morning. Then Carol would wake up and go to work.
Wow.
And then I'm like, yeah, I'm going to go look for a job. See you tomorrow. And then when she got home.
Davies.
And when she got home, I'd have her made her a nice dinner, and then we would hang out and do stuff or go shopping or whatever. Then she'd go to bed, and then I'm like, hey guys, get over here, let's play
video game time. Yep. Did you hear her dig at Rev Davies there real quick? That was good. Well
I've
done.
Only heard stories, but
good for you.
Yeah,
nice job. Now listen, I think we should wrap up this week by discussing. Do you think we have in 15 minutes? You think we can do the Ring of Honor trip justice?
Sure.
A little bit as a teaser, maybe, and then we'll let Jeff finish it off next week with us, because you know if we have Jeff here, he's going to talk about it for an hour.
But there won't be next week.
Listen, maybe there will.
Oh, okay.
This could be the last.
I have tenure.
You want to go out talking about Ring of Honor on your last show?
Yeah, it was fun. We had a good time.
All right. So we're at the store waiting. It's 5 after 5. Someone was supposed to be there, but he had to work, so he rolled in a little bit late. But we said he's really worried that we're going to leave him there, wasn't he?
Yeah, he was actually. He called and asked me if he could use the car to drive to Toronto himself.
Why would you think we'd leave you there?
Well, I thought either A, you guys would leave me, Or B, you guys would get drunk, and then I'd have to drive.
Oh.
Because Jeff went to the store in the afternoon to drink with you guys.
No, he didn't. Can't drink in the store.
Oh, right. He wanted to, and you said absolutely not. Yeah. Anyway, so I finally arrive on Saturday. We drive our way to Toronto, in wrestling masks, no less.
Yeah. And the best part is the child safety lock on the Cadillac, the back mm-hmm. side on the left. I've got it locked, so you can't put the window down for my kids. And Jeff, the windows that you've seen in my car are tinted black. They're limousine tints. Yeah. And for about half an hour, Jeff's got a wrestling mask on going up to people at, like, as they're driving by, and he's like making faces in the window. Bah, bah, and they're no selling everything. Like, nobody's doing anything. And then I'm like, you know, they can't see you. And he's like, oh, that's like, oh, why didn't you let him do it the whole way there?
Because he was. He started by like waving and making faces. And then he was like, these people aren't acknowledging me. And they started fuck you in and giving the finger. Nobody could see him.
No, nope,
and he kept putting his goddamn hand on my leg.
You liked it.
And you told me I would never survive on the road.
No, you wouldn't. Because I've been in cars with wrestlers for long trips. And I drove a bus once with a trailer with 18 dead or sleeping wrestlers in the back. They were dead. In a snowstorm up a fucking mountain. It was the worst day of my life. But all these guys do is hang out in the car with each other. They're used to that.
And
horrible.
Touch.
No, they don't just touch you. They like rib you. Like you might stop. You got to take care of everything because you might stop somewhere. And when you're driving away, you can say, hey, what's that bag out there? Hey, that's my bag. Hey, go turn around.
So, yes, we drive all the way to Toronto.
So they're all six-year-olds.
Yeah.
Pretty much.
Okay.
They wrestle for a living.
Yeah.
We got lost. We missed our exit.
Yeah. I had everything right except when...
For the one turn, which got us lost.
Which, as we noticed on the way back, was only marked from the other side. Fucking Toronto. Like, Main Street is this way, but on this side of the street, it's Steve Street.
Right, yeah.
And you can only see Main Street coming the other direction.
I said to Penthouse, do you want me to bring my GPS?
I said no.
No, I got it.
It's because everybody hates GPS.
So then we had to use the GPS on my iPhone to get us there.
If we would have just followed that van of wrestlers, which we guessed. We saw this big white fucking transport van with like...
Philadelphia plates.
Yeah, with huge fucking dudes in there. And we're like, that must be the wrestlers. And it's kind of late for them to get in there. Like, it's like the show's starting in 10 minutes.
Yeah, we were thinking we're late. And then we see a bus full of wrestlers go by. And we're like,
I chose not to follow it. And as I pulled in the parking lot and found no parking spots at all, none. And then we circled around and then went down a couple side streets. There's no parking because Toronto, no one has driveways. Everyone parks on the road, right?
Right.
And the Cadillac ain't going to fit in any of these tiny little spots. So then I'm like, well.
You tried to fit it in that one spot.
Yeah. I'm like, well, you know where I'm going to park? Where the wrestlers park. I'm going to fucking pull up like I own the place. And I parked right at the front door.
Nice.
Then for about 2.5 hours, I worried about my car.
And then Jeff went and checked at intermission.
Yeah.
Car's still there, man. Yeah. And then we texted him and told him we were already leaving. And he said, fuck you, I'll just go home then.
Yeah.
By text message. Yeah, he had a little bit of
fucking drunk.
Yeah, he was drinking all afternoon, right?
Yeah.
So we finally show up at this indie wrestling show, and right away we hear a chick yelling at one of the wrestlers, and Jeff Black says,
She was like this. She's like, hey, you guys are yelling! And Jeff Black immediately says,
shut the fuck up, you crazy bitch.
And she's like, she's on the other side of the arena going, ah!
And the entire place goes crazy for Jeff. So they're obviously already bored of her. We're 10 minutes into the show. They're obviously already tired of this little midget angry woman. So every time she speaks for like the next hour, Jeff immediately starts with, shut the fuck up, crazy bitch! And everyone claps. So then...
Because that doesn't become more annoying than the
It was actually
lady.
Really funny.
Oh, it was
the crowd. The crowd had a great time this night.
Yeah.
Maybe the matches weren't that great, but
there were some good matches. But the wrestling, we're not here to talk about the wrestling. We're only here to talk about the fun we had in the crowd. Because
that's right.
Some new guys came out and they were their spiel of how like we got to get over like with the fans. And the whole crowd in unison.
Wait, tell it in order because it's funny. They come out, douchebag haircuts. Greasy,
ponytail.
Like, remember when David Beckham had the high up ponytail with the little tassel? The one guy had that. The other guy had like a big fro. They came out in their fucking Abercrombie shirts and nice vests. They were dressed up basically to look like ponces and to make us hate them. Yeah. You know, they're all fancy. The guy starts giving a speech about how we should give him the benefit of the doubt because he's got a dream and his grandma told him to follow that dream.
First, we started with, shut the fuck up! And then the whole crowd clap, clap, shut the fuck up! And then when he told the part about his grandma, I immediately said, fuck your grandma! Which then the 2,000 people all chanted, fuck your grandma!
For like 3 minutes.
Fuck your grandma.
This guy trying to talk.
And he's like, there's kids here. We're like, fuck your grandma.
So that was the first time that the wrestlers stopped what they were doing to watch us.
Yeah.
Then we decided to put on the masks.
Yeah, that's right.
And then people were staring at us. And one of the drunk guys beside me went, whoa, dude, are you getting in the ring?
Yeah, we're interfering in the next match.
I looked at all of us. I pointed at my belly and I said, do I look like I should be getting in the ring? And he said, I guess not. But these guys were drunk and confused also. Then we had Mr. Sign Guy, who for now will remain Mr. Sign Guy. He had a sign, and sometimes, you know, people go to wrestling shows and they paint a big sign on a Bristol board that says, Matt Lee smells like cheese, or fuck you, Vince.
I like boobs,
whatever it is.
I like boobies, yeah.
This guy had two individual 8x11 pieces of paper. Listed on one was 100 names, 1 to 100. Listed on the other was 100 other names. And he said it was the top. We later found out it was the top 100 wrestlers of 2009 and 2010 or something like that. So he's holding up these two pieces of paper to the wrestlers.
Were they official? Were like this is official?
I think this is according to him.
Oh.
So yes, official according to him. So the crowd starts to chant, they can't read that. They can't read that. Because he's holding this sign up to the people who are
he's holding
in the
a
ring.
Piece of paper.
Right.
Up to a wrestler in the ring who can't read it at all. So now crazy little midget lady decides she wants to get involved too. So she comes screaming over to this guy, yells in his face, telling him he has no place here to put his fucking signs down. As he looks around, it now becomes apparent that this guy is not all there. Yeah. He might be a little bit retarded.
He had a handler.
Mentally handicapped.
Right.
We don't know, but... Mm.
So now the entire crowd, because Jeff starts, fuck the midget. So now the whole 2,000 people are now pointing at this little woman. Fuck the midget.
And the wrestling action in the ring, which was currently going on, stopped. And they all turned and stared at us as we're yelling, fuck the midget. I did not participate in that chant, but
No, you didn't. You were there. Two former WWE superstars, Charlie Haas and Shelton Benjamin, literally leaning on the ropes, looking at us as if to be like, whenever you're done, man. Because they knew we started it. Because we were the rowdy ones in that crowd. That's for sure.
Yeah, we were the leaders.
That's right. And then...
Yeah, had to move to the back because I was now to the point where, like, we're either going to get in a fight.
Right.
Or some bad shit's going to happen because I, you know, making fun of handicapped kids may be all fun and games.
Until somebody loses
an eye. But as a respected member of the community, I didn't want to have any part of this at that time.
Right, and let me say, we were not laughing at a handicapped individual. We were laughing at his behavior. And a person in the front row did take offense to Jeff Black making fun of this kid's sign. The kid was probably, how tall is Jeff Black?
He's just under six.
Let's say this kid was 5'5", 5'4", decided to look up at Jeff Black and say, grow up! What's wrong with you?
He was angry.
Yeah, he was. And I
his
look at this
girlfriend kept giving.
Yeah. I look at this kid and I'm like, I fucking know this kid from somewhere. A few seats down from him, there's another kid sitting there, and I'm like, I know that fucking kid too. Turns out the two of them do a YouTube show, in which they review wrestling shows and they buy things from the wrestling websites and then they open them in front of their YouTube camera. They're called box openings. Anyway, those guys get a lot of hits on their YouTube videos and that's how I recognize them because I've seen their YouTube videos. So I say to Jeff, hey Jeff, why don't you tell him to go make a YouTube video about it? Because that would have been the ultimate shoot. You would have won right there because then the kid would have been like, oh, he knows who I am. But Jeff didn't. Jeff just kind of grumbled and gargled at this kid and let the kid kind of win. Yeah, pretty much that. He just kind of hiccuped and looked at him.
The hardcore hiccup.
Sad.
That's right. The hardcore hiccup. So we move on from the kid who wanted to fight Jeff, which I think would have been fucking awesome if the kid was like, let's do it then.
And he had no idea what he was getting involved with because Jeff Black is a scary motherfucker.
He really is. Yeah. He really is.
I mean, he's all fun and games. He's the hardcore hick. He's lovable. He's jovial.
That's
because
he's a face right now.
He will put you through a plate glass window.
I've seen YouTube videos where he takes the pizza cutter over his fucking forehead.
I know. He's crazy. Go, ladies and gentlemen, look up Jeff Black on YouTube. Hardcore Hick, you will find videos of some of the shit Jeff does. And let me say again, Jeff Black is a very nice individual.
Yeah.
He just likes the hardcore action in the wrestling ring. So for this 5'4" kid to say,
"What could he do possibly do to him?"
That's right. That Jeff wouldn't do to himself.
Yeah.
Like, I think Jeff would start the fight by hitting himself with a beer bottle and be like, "Let's go then." And then the kid would have left it alone.
Yeah.
But what we'll do is to leave it as a cliffhanger, as possibly one of the funniest cliffhangers we've ever had, because we continue the night. I decided to go for a walk because we bought general admission tickets and then snuck down to ringside, and we were literally like third row. But the only way we could go up and pee or buy drinks was to take a first ringside ticket.
Which we had to hustle off two different people.
Yeah,
can from we borrow
some,
your ticket?
From some fuckhead that you knew. Yeah. So we borrow his ticket so that we can go up and buy drinks and everything like that. I come back, and the whole section we're sitting in is in bedlam. There are grown men crying with laughter. There are dudes leaning on each other. There's a Spanish guy on the floor as his friends try to pick him up.
Three Chinese guys in front of you are dying.
Dying. There's a black man with his two young sons, and those guys are dying laughing. And I hear the father saying to his kids, "Shut up, don't laugh. That's rude. It's disrespectful.
Don't laugh, don't laugh."
Whole time still giggling.
Like, oh my God, I gotta go.
So then Lenny's nowhere to be found. I look over at Jeff and I'm like, "What happened?" And Jeff's like, "I don't know." Giggling, because laughter is infectious. All these people are giggling their asses off. So I go over to the Spanish guy, the one who's laughing the hardest. And I say, "Hey, man, what the fuck just happened here?" And he looks up and he says, "I've seen everything. I've seen it all. Now I've seen absolutely everything." And I said, "What happened?" And he says,
"AK, cue the retard scream.
Etching in my spit time, motherfucker.
Here's a little song I wrote. You might want to sing it note for note. Don't worry. Be happy. In every life we have some trouble, but when you worry you make it double. Don't worry, be happy. Don't worry, be happy now."
To find out what happened at Ring of Honor to make grown men cry like schoolgirls, join us next week on your favorite podcast, be happy. Or I'll fucking kill you and your family.
Don't worry, be
assholes.
Happy.